A long, long time ago, the sisters ruled in harmony with solace all throughout the land. And you could drink your cider there without the single need to care if anybody's looking where you stand. But then one night the stars were stolen, the cries were heard and tears were falling. Shadows in the sunlight, a new face in the moonlight. The prophecy was coming true, and only one could see the clues. When she tried to spread the news, that's where the magic began. So bye-bye, little librarian. Stop your thinking, quit the reading, drop your numerous pens, and you'll be alright. I know I'll see you again, saying I could never live without friends. I could never live without friends. Did you see it all go wrong as the evening tried to move along, and the strike of lightning flashed? And did you meet up with Nightmare Moon? Did you think she'd be back so soon? No, everything was going by so fast. A loud clatter filled the atmosphere when we saw the lady disappear. The rest were all confused. See you again, saying I could never live without friends. I could never live without friends. Now her whole life she'd been on her own, with a heart made right out of solid stone. But that's how she preferred to be. Then the princess told her to worry less about things that she had only read in a book that contained a mystery. Oh, and as the sun was going down, the princess sent her into town, preparing for the feast. Nobody would believe, because it had been 1,000 years. The midnight hour was getting near. The princess told her not to fear the day. See you again, saying I could never live without friends. I could never live without friends. Hustle, bustle in an ancient castle, it all took off in an epic battle. One last blow and flying fast, it ended with a powerful blast. The kingdom thrived for a time at last, and the princess put her sister in the past. Oh, the passing hours were bittersweet, while the soldiers kept a safe retreat. They all forgot the name, hoping it'd never be the same. 'Cause the elements were turned to boulders, some folks grew old and hearts grew colder. Who would have thought it'd all be over the day?
were tried and left with marks. Nothing from Tartarus could break their newfound trust. Head as the colors flew into the air to cast away that cursed mare. They found something else that wasn't there the day the magic began. Friends. They had a party back in town, singing and dancing all around. They all saw the princess then. What they found in that ancient hall, they'd not be forgotten soon at all. But the smart one knew the journey had an end. And after all was said and done, the war was fought and the battle won. The princess smiled boldly and said, "Spike, take a note, please." With a calming voice and a simple tone, she changed the life of the one she'd known. Welcome to your brand new home, the day the magic began. And she was singing, "Bye bye, little librarian. Stop your thinking, quit the reading, drop your numerous pens. You'll be alright, I know I'll see you again." Saying I could never live without friends. I could never live without friends. They were singing, "Bye bye, little librarian. Stop your thinking, quit the reading, drop your numerous pens. You'll be alright, I know I'll see you again." Saying I could never live without friends.